Now, Kate Ady, you join us from the BBC in London. Thank you very much for going to all this trouble on a Sunday morning to come and join us. I suppose you're watching with a mixture of emotions this war beginning to happen because you're not going to be covering it.
Oh, I will be. And what actually appalls me is the difference between 12 years ago and now. I've seen the complete erosion of any kind of acknowledgement that reporters should be able to report as they witness. The Americans, and I've been talking to the Pentagon, take the attitude which is entirely hostile to the free spread of information. I was told by a senior officer in the Pentagon that if uplinks, that is the television signals out of Baghdad, for example, were detected by any planes, electronic media, mediums of the military above Baghdad, they'd be fired down on, even if they were journalists. Who cares? They're in Baghdad.
Kate, just to underline that, sorry to interrupt you, just to explain for our listeners, uplinks is where you would have your own satellite telephone method of distributing
the
information.
The telephones and the television signals.
And they'd be fired on.
Yes, they would be targeted down, said this officer. Shamelessly. He said, very, they know this. They've been warned. This is threatening freedom of information before you even get to a war. The second thing is that there was a massive news blackout imposed in the last Gulf War, where I was one of the pool correspondents with the British Army. We effectively had very, very light touch when it came to any kind of censorship. We were told that anything which was going to endanger troops' lives, which we understood we shouldn't broadcast. Other than that, we were relatively free, unlike our American colleagues, who immediately left their pool after about 48 hours, having just had enough of it. And this time, the Americans are, A, asking journalists who go with them whether they have feelings against the war, and therefore, if your views are that you are sceptical, then you're not particularly acceptable. Secondly, they're intending to take control of the Americans' technical equipment, those uplinks and satellite phones I was talking about, and control access to the airwaves. And then on top of everything else, there is now the blackout, which was imposed during the last war, at the beginning of the war, was ordered by one Mr. Dick Cheney, who is in charge of this. I am enormously pessimistic of the chance of decent on-the-spot reporting as the war occurs. We will get it later.